The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Good evening. This is Celebrity Pete Tagar, Nicholas Rubin, and the lovely
fashion wellness coach, Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the
Forget About It show.
Hi, this is Penny Latham and
Celebrity Pizza Guy.
How are you guys today? Celebrity Pizza Guy, Forget About Show is about Celebrity Pizza Guy. Forget about it. We're gonna tell you about what we've been doing and what we're about, and give you a little bit of a shout out as to what
all
we're
the
doing.
Upcoming events that we're gonna be doing for actually charity. And with celebrities.
And this has been the craziest week, I swear. It's like, I feel like we just yesterday were doing the show, and now here we are again, and oh my God, forget about it. We're trying so hard to just put everything together and get ready for this event that's coming up. And so anyways, what do you think, Nick? You think we're going to make it through the show today?
Yeah, I think we will.
Anyway.
We're rolling.
But anyways, no. So
every Wednesday comes quicker and quicker.
Yeah.
Before you know it, it's Wednesday and it's time to do a radio show. Forget about it.
Oh my God. And let me tell you, today's been one of those days that that's just what I want to do. I swear, we get to this show and I'm like, okay, now we're
crunch time.
Now we're gonna have some fun. So, anyways, we
have a great guy tonight. Actually, it's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have Pete Trabucco, who is a well-known guy. We will be introducing him. And Miss Penny, what do you have to say now?
Well, what do I have to say? Well, actually, we've got some really crazy local news here. We live up in Shasta County, and we have a community that has just been torn apart. And up until 2 days ago, everything was crazy. I believe it was around November 2nd. But Sherry Papini, who has made nation news, was abducted here in Shasta County. And the problem is that everybody was running around trying to get clues and whatnot. But the whole thing is that the same things happened that happened years ago with another girl, which, of course, you know, I think kind of brings a little bit of a connection to this. She was branded, covered in bruises and repeated beatings and emaciated when a driver spotted her Thanksgiving Day on Interstate 5 off the road by Yolo County, which is down on our way down when we come down to Los Angeles. It's right there in that area. We have really just, I mean, when you look at places like this and you see just the people's faces and you see how they're constantly now thinking, gosh, if I go running, I'm going to be, you know, abducted too. There's a lot of scare going around. But in this case, they found her. She was only 87 pounds. And when she was abducted, she was 120 pounds, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Isn't that what they said?
Yes, that's what they said.
And, you know, when I start looking on Facebook and my daughter's friends are talking about her, it is really amazing just how everybody is trying to help. And, you know, everybody's scared to death. And finally now everybody's loaded the Facebook pages because she's been found. But there's still no real truth as to why it happened. There's just all these rumors that have happened throughout this county right now.
Well, a lot of people are saying it's a hoax. A lot of people are saying this. A lot of people are saying that. They just don't know.
And I think that the whole thing is that, you know, we had a gal about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. Her name was Tara Smith, and she was abducted also, and they never found her. And so the fact that they have found this girl and, you know, when they found her, her hair was cut off. Her face was bruised from yellow to black. And Nick, when you say, oh, my God, it's
forget
like, can you imagine
it.
How everybody felt?
Yes. They cut her hair off completely. They bruised her face. They broke her nose. She had bruises from yellow to black on her face and body. Can't even imagine how horrifying it must have been.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And you know why she was abducted. But the police are saying they don't know the motive yet. I think the hardest thing is that there are a lot of people, especially on my Facebook page, that know her personally from this town and their kids and went to school with my kids, actually Penny's kids. It is really highly unlikely that someone gets abducted and suddenly shows back up. And the police don't know what the motive is, but there is a motive. The motive can be a hate crime because there was an issue with her 6 months ago at a football game where her father was saying he hated Mexicans. And then she blogged about this on Facebook. So to the Mexican women that kidnapped her, there's your motive. That is why they did what they did to her. We're going to talk about things we've done this week. I know to like get to invite callers in. So when they say that we have some really, really fun things happen this next few weeks before the holidays, yes, we do. We have Kiss the Monkeys charity event December 10th. It's a birthday party / charity event. And Miss Penny?
Well, you know what? I think that this event that we're doing is going to be amazing because there's a birthday girl involved. There's a charity event. And, you know, we're going to get a chance to have Nick's celebrity pizza guy go down, and he's going to
forget about it.
Yeah, he's going to forget about it. And we're just – oh, here's another thing, too. I want to say a shout-out to Carmelita Pittman. She is amazing. Oh, my God. I every time I see this woman, I just feel like she just has such a beautiful essence. And we were going to come down and do some stuff, and, you know, we weren't able to make it down there. And we just want to, you know, say hello to her and tell her that she, you know, she's got a lot of good stuff happening in her future. And, you know, I think she's an amazing person and an amazing performer. And what we're trying to do is just get ourselves to where we're able to, you know, do more and more programs and do more catering events and meet more people and get our product out. And we're actually working on some stuff to try to get into the schools. And I think that that's going to be a huge success for us.
Yes. And then on December 18th, 7 p.m., we're going to have our second annual community toy for tots. With the Roots Foundation.
The Mixed Roots.
The Mixed Roots Foundation.
They're a fostering family.
And Easy Way, who cares about foster children. And we are also going to be doing the pilot for Celebrity Pizza Guy at this event.
So what do you think about that, Penny?
Forget about it.
Forget about it. It's right. And right about now, that's what I want to do. But I think that we just have too many things happening all at once. And I think that the most important thing that we need to get ourselves going with is that we have a beautiful opportunity with this show. And I think that we got to go to commercial, I believe.
Yes, we do. Forget about it.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we're back, and you know what? We have some amazing things to go over, and we have a great guest. And I want to introduce the amazing Eric Zuli, who we are represented by EasyWayPromotions.com, which is an amazing organization, and which has worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Akon, Kobe Adonis, Tyga, Richard Dreyfuss, Mario Lopez, Quentin Aaron from Blindside, and he's partnered up with Tim Brown through his Easy Way Visa card coming out in 2017, and I cannot wait for that. And he was also on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine. He works with American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, and our Mixed Roots Foundation with Holly, represented by Lamborghini Gold Champagne. And are you telling me that we're out of time? And
yes.
So, Eric, I guess we can say forget about it.
Hey, you guys are, you know, I don't know, man. Forget about it. And we just need to forget about the whole show. No,
forget about it.
All right, guys, what's going on? I'm here to introduce the incredibly awesome Pete Tribuco, who has appeared on over 1,500 radio and television shows, including Fox News Channel, MSNBC, Bloomberg Television, CNBC, the CW Network, CNN, and the Travel Channel. So, you know, this guy's a pretty well-known entrepreneur, pretty well-known TV personality, and we linked up with him through social media because that's how we do. We influence influencers to influence other influencers to give back. Say that five times fast. No, I'm kidding. So without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce the great Pete Tribuco.
Yeah. Hey, Pete.
Hello. How are you doing today?
How you doing there, Pete? I know you're in a in the middle of a play.
Yeah, what are you? You're a multitasker.
And you know what, Pete? It's called It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, it is.
This is true. It's definitely called It's a Wonderful Life. I look forward to doing the show every year and by the Mystic Players, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Awesome. So, Pete, I got some questions for you. I know you got to go. And It's a Wonderful Life is waiting for you in New York to do your play. So, where were you born and raised, Pete?
Well, that's okay. I got plenty of time for you guys. I mean, don't worry about this.
All
the
right.
Play can wait. The show can go on later, so don't worry about that.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
And I'm from New York City, so I can say it the way it's supposed to be said. Forget about it. How
forget
you doing?
About it. So, Pete, where were you born and raised?
Born on Staten Island, New York. Obviously, not just over the bridge from Brooklyn. Where, by the way, they have some of the best pizza around is in Brooklyn. But a lot of people came from Staten Island to Brooklyn from Staten Island. So we did get great pizza when I was growing up.
Well,
that's awesome. What schools did you go to?
Went to Newdorp High School, which is a school in central Staten Island. We actually had a pretty good football team, and believe it or not, they actually, even though I'm only 5'8", they actually had me play, so they must have been really desperate.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Well, yeah.
You were a punter, and what were you, a punter, a kicker, and a wide receiver?
Yes, I was. I've landed on my head several times, and you can tell by the way I talk that basically I guess it stuck.
That's good. That's
so you've been over on 1,500 radio and television shows. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, actually, it came from one specialty book, which was called America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks. Came out in 2009, Normally you sell about 500 or maybe 1,000 books, specialty book, but we've been very, very lucky to do like 15, 16,000 copies, 1,500 interviews,
wow,
including
that's
the major
awesome
networks. And, you know, it's just all the money, by the way, for this, the profit on this book and the one that's coming out in the spring, all the money goes to charity because we want to be
awesome
able to pay it forward. So we've been very lucky. I've been very lucky in that respect.
Yes, you have.
That's cool that you do that.
You've been on Fox News Channel, MSNBC, Bloomberg. You've been on everything except you said, I think, for today's show and Good Morning America and Howard Stern.
Yeah, I'm still on the waiting list for Howard Stern, so who knows when that'll happen, you know?
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, who knows how long that's going to take.
But you've been on the Weather Channel, Travel Station. Oh, awesome. And the best thing about you is you were in the Air Force.
In the Air Force CAT program, yeah. I learned to fly, actually, and I flew search and rescue missions for the Air Force Auxiliary CAT program, which is the auxiliary for the Air Force. But, yeah, I had fun with that, too, as well.
Yes.
That's great.
And what got you into roller coasters?
Well, as a pilot, you probably wouldn't believe this, but as a pilot, I actually – prior to me being a pilot, around 6 years old, I was put on a ride, or a roller coaster, a little roller coaster in Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York, of course, and forget about it. And what happened was is I actually got pretty scared and didn't ride another ride for about 40 years until my daughter
wow
was born, and I wanted to overcome that fear. Now, since then, I rode a lot of different things. I was in the airplanes. I learned to fly, learned to do loop-de-loops, aerobatics, and whatever. But I still had that childhood fear I needed to overcome in order to share the experience with my wife and with my daughter. So I wrote a book and basically rode the ride and realized that, you know, the fear was just something that was in the way of me, and I had to overcome it. So I did. And by doing the book, actually, it was actual therapy for me to do that.
Boy, no kidding, therapy. I mean, your heart must have been pumping like crazy. That's a good cardio workout.
So,
oh yes, it is. And where else? And where else can you scream on something and not get arrested?
Yeah, most people want to go in the middle of a field sometimes. You
well,
know?
When you're a pilot up in the sky,
yeah.
I would be scared more.
Yeah, I would be
by
too.
Being a pilot than on a roller coaster. So what are you doing up there in the air, flying at 500 to 600 or 1,000 miles an hour, saying to yourself, what am I doing?
Yeah, forget about it. It's right. I'd be down on the ground.
Well, we try not to think of that, basically, that we're in this little cylindrical, cylinder going at Mach speed or close to it, basically with little wings to keep you up in the air. But it's the safest industry. It really is a safe industry. And so is the roller coaster industry. That's very safe as well.
Yes, it is. And you're also the roller coaster amusement park expert.
Yeah, you
yes,
must be after all of that.
Well, either that or my book is a fraud. I'm not sure which one it is, but I've ridden about 500 roller coasters, and there are more people out there that have ridden more, but I've ridden all the big ones and love them and continually get that rush that you can get pretty much in an airplane, just not as intense as when you're in an airplane, but it gives you the same similarities, flight characteristics when you're riding roller coasters, especially the ones that flip you upside down and loop to loop.
Oh, I love roller coasters. I love it. I love the more G-force, the better. I just laugh and just go, oh, my God, this is awesome.
I was watching that one that you have where they flip the people over and
– Batman.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was called. But, and I'm thinking, my goodness, there wasn't very many cars on that one either. It was pretty small. But the drop was huge. I couldn't believe that people were actually going on there.
Well, they've got rides now that can go from 0 to 128 miles an hour in 3 seconds. Right here in New Jersey, we've got a ride called King de Ka, which basically is the tallest in the world and the second fastest in the world. Guess where the first fastest roller coaster in the world resides? I bet you guys don't know this.
The fastest one?
The fastest one. It goes from 0 to 150 miles an hour in 3 seconds.
Oh my
Not
God.
In the United States.
No, I was going to say that's Europe.
That sounds like a Japan thing.
Or Japan.
No, it's actually in Abu Dhabi. It's called
Abu Dhabi. Can you
Abu
say that
Dhabi.
One time? Abu Dhabi, okay.
Hey,
yes,
Pete.
Yes.
So I want to ask you a question here.
Sure.
What? How did you – all right.
So what kind of things would you say you are afraid of?
And how did you overcome your fear?
Well, I had to overcome the fear. I mean, obviously, we all have fear of public speaking, which, you know, eventually we all get over, especially if you're an announcer, you do get over that pretty quickly, or you're not going to be in the industry very long. But also, you know, the fear that you have when you're a kid, if you don't try to tackle it, it will come back in later years. And I overcame the fear because I had a goal, and the goal was to ride rides with my daughter, no matter, you know, by hook or by crook, and basically do the best I can in being able to experience the things that were very, very important to me and to my family. So I was able to do that, but like a pilot, we basically go through little maneuvers, and we go in our head and figure out what's coming next, and we pretty much know what is going on. Any pilot will tell you they're two or three steps ahead of the airplane. And in this particular case, how I overcame my fear was to be able to look at the track, know what's going to happen before it happened, and then once it did, it wasn't a big surprise. So that's pretty much how I did it. Kept my eyes open, made sure I breathed properly, because those are the two things that will really destroy you on a roller coaster, is closing your eyes and holding your breath, and the rest is history.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool.
Well,
you know what? You've been on so many TV shows and so many radio shows. What would you like to share with us that you haven't shared on any of them?
Of the 1,500.
Yeah.
Of the radio and television shows that you've been on.
Yeah, let's forget about it.
Forget about it. What's the forget about it factor here?
Yeah.
I'm going to share with you something that no one knows, okay? In fact, not one radio or television station knows this, and I'm going to share this with you right now. I am actually going to be doing my 16th or 17th off-Broadway type of a show, and this one actually is going to be a good one. And I also am involved in a show called a TV series called No Way Out, in which I play a lieutenant, and that will be hopefully breaking really soon. But I want to tell you a secret. I'm not a very good actor, okay? I'm actually afraid of it, actually. But don't let anyone know that, okay? Don't let the word get around.
You know something, Pete? I think everybody's afraid. I think there's very few people that can get up there and not have butterflies. And, you know, until they start clapping and you feel like you've won their hearts, I think a lot of times we do get scared of all that kind of stuff. Kind of like what we're doing right now. Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
So, anyway.
I was in my first movie this summer, and I had butterflies, but
yeah, but
I pulled through.
Like, he had like quite a few takes.
No. I had three takes.
It's only four words, but
forget about it.
God. Well, you're on this play right now. It's a Wonderful Life. That's our favorite. That's our favorite movie.
Yes,
I think that's.
I can't wait for it to come on every Christmas because I watch it, and it's an awesome. So I got a couple more questions for you. I'm going to let you run to It's a Wonderful Life. So you served as chief of staff of the New Jersey State Assembly from 1989 to 1995. Wow.
That's
but don't hold that against me, okay? Don't hold that against me.
We
all
promise
right?
I'm, you won't.
Well, that's something that a lot of people don't know either.
This is true. I actually ran for office myself. I actually ran,
and
I got killed. Yeah, I lost. But the bottom line is, I did do it, and it was a lot of fun. I got over 100,000 votes for County Freeholder, which I call County Freeloader, but that's just me. Probably one of the reasons why I lost.
For a recount?
Well, you know, it was all rigged. You know, it was all rigged. What can I tell you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, that's good.
So, and when you were in the Air Force CAP program, you left as a major. That's an awesome position to leave and doing what you did and serve the country. That's an awesome event there for being called a major.
Well, you know, again, this is the civilian version. This is the Air Force Auxiliary CAP program. And, yeah, I spent I got almost 20 years actually doing that. Became a squadron commander. Met with a bunch of Air Force Chief of Staff people in the Pentagon, and I was also able to, as a journalist, I was able to interview several space shuttle crews, including the last space shuttle to go up, which was STS-135. Got in the simulator with those guys, got strapped in, and just had a blast, hanging out with these my heroes, which of course are the astronaut program, and I had a lot of fun with that.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. Well, at least you enjoyed what you were doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing about life. I mean, there's an old song from Fame, Irene Cara. It's an old one, but I'm giving my age away. But it's basically dancing your way through life. And that's what I try to accomplish every day is have fun with it and dance your way through life.
So what are your next – what's your next projects coming up?
Well, Thrill Ride Maniacs, I don't know if anyone knows of that, but I got approached to do a reality show pilot called Thrill Ride Maniac. There's a sizzle out there called Thrill Ride. If you look up on Google or Bing or wherever, Thrill Ride Maniacs, you will be able to find that. It's a great, it's not just about amusement parks, but it's also about anybody that likes to do things a little bit crazy, like maybe jump out of airplanes, vomit comet stuff, zero gravity stuff, or just screaming around
I want to be on that show. I want to jump out of an airplane.
No, that would be a forget about it.
And we could film it.
Well, okay, not a problem. You know, not a problem. In fact,
Marcus in.
That's in my bucket list.
Yeah, we got a bucket list. Our bucket's pretty big, though, I'll tell you. Well, you know what? We met, you and I and Nick met on, through Easy Way Promotions. My God, all the connections with everything we do with Eric Zulli and Easy Way Promotions. And, what was it that made you want to come on our show? What intrigued you with it?
Well, first of all, I love pizza, and I like the celebrity-type pizza show, which I think is great. I know Eric. I think Eric is a rising star in the industry. And it's a great platform for not just my show, but also for a lot of different shows that can come out. And I think it was just a good marriage, and it was one thing that I wanted to get off my bucket list. So I was glad I was able to do that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we love having our show on the Easy Network, and Easy Way Network is really going places. Every time we get out there, and anybody that's connected with us and Eric, it's amazing. I just cannot believe how they're going places. We had another guest on our show that met someone through the interview and our connections with Easy Way, and now they're getting ready to go do some amazing things. So I really do believe it's a good thing.
I agree too. I think if people stop dreaming about what they really want to do and try something a little bit different. Unfortunately, this world will be a very, very boring place. And I like people who are visionaries decide that they're going to set the mark really high and achieve it. And it does happen. You just have to stay with it, be determined, and basically stay positive, and things really do happen for you.
Well, I agree with you, I think, and Eric is really doing that. He's really set the bar way up there, and I'll tell you, we have we're running uphill trying to catch up with him, so we're trying to do all this stuff, and this radio show has been an excellent thing for us.
So. Well, not a problem, and if I ever get to California, I go there from time to time. I've been on a few stations in L.A. as well as Sacramento and also San Francisco. Whenever I get up there, maybe I'll take a roller coaster hopping if we get the chance.
We would love that. We would absolutely love that.
I'll go on any roller coaster you put me on.
He is a daredevil. He just can't help it.
It'll be you and I in the front seat, and we're just going to say, forget about it
is what you're going to say if it drops too far. Well,
hey, Pete. If you could have any wish in the world, what would it be and why? That's our last question.
Well, it's really simple. I live in New York right now. We're getting very cold weather, and it's rainy and windy, and I would love to be in Abu Dhabi right now where it's 95 degrees and the biggest and tallest roller coaster called Formula Rosa there. I think I like warmer climates. I think I probably would love to do that now, get to a warmer climate.
So do I.
Well, you'll have to come out this way and visit. You know, it, you know, Nick is from Jersey
and Florida.
And Florida, you know.
I left Florida
he
to
keeps
come to
saying
California.
Florida, but really, in my mind, his accent's all Jersey. But, you know, I think that, you know, getting used to having warm weather and then all of a sudden having to go back into the cold is really, really hard. And I've lived all over the place, so I think you need to come west, visit, and you'll get to appreciate this weather out here that we're having.
That sounds good. But, you know, the correct pronunciation is Joyzy, okay? That's how you say
Joyzy,
it.
Joyzy, oh, yes.
Joyzy.
Yes.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, well.
Joyzy.
Well,
hey, Pete, thanks for coming on the show.
That's right.
And hope you have a wonderful life.
Not a problem. We'll see you soon, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, Pete,
hey,
thank
and,
you
and
very
Pete,
much.
One more thing, let me ask you.
Is there
a link for us to watch you on that? Do they have any kind of resource?
Well, the book is on www.americasrollercoasters.tateauthor.net. You can put, I'm obviously all over social media. You can Google me, and there's a Facebook page, Twitter page, and LinkedIn page, and Wikipedia type of a page too. So you can find me there. The new book will be coming out soon, and of course, I try to promote as much as I possibly can for any great charities. So if you want me to be involved in that, I'll be more than happy to help out, because you got to pay it forward. That's how you become successful yourself.
Absolutely, that's really good. And it's Easy Way Cares is what we do, and we're getting majorly involved in that. And Trabucco is spelled Trabucco. Don't forget it.
All right, but one second. We want to hear you say Abu Dhabi five times fast.
That's easy. Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi. I'll give you an extra one. Abu Dhabi.
Forget about it.
There you go. Hey, good luck, and It's a Wonderful Life.
And break a leg. Don't
happy
say
holidays. Luck.
You never say good luck. It's always break a leg, but just don't break it too hard.
Not a problem. As long as it's not a physical leg, I'm happy with that.
There you go. Well, have a good one, okay? We'll talk to you real soon.
And Easy Way Cares.
Yes, and Easy Way does care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial. I think that was an awesome interview, and wouldn't you say that, Nick? All right. Well,
hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
To drown this out because
how many minutes?
Hey, we're back, and you know what time it is? It's the recipe of the week with Nick Rubin, Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Oh, we're gonna put it all together today.
Yeah,
with the grandma pizza, the dough, the sauce. I gave you the recipes for that. Now, today we're gonna put it all together with the classic mozzarella pie. With the sauce, okay? And as I said before, buffalo mozzarella is better than shredded mozzarella for this pie. Now, we're going to go to the topping game. The topping game is, when it comes to toppings, restraint is key. It's all about ratio. You want them to work with the crust, the sauce, the cheese in balance. We even lose the sauce sometimes to make white pies. Find four of our favorite ways to go with grandma. We're going to go with a provolone, red onion, black olive pie, a roasted cauliflower regatta cheese with breadcrumbs, mozzarella buffalo style with fennel, spicy soppressata, and D is going to be a marinated kale regatta cheese with the buffalo mozzarella. And there is your grandma pizza. that I created 3 weeks ago.
That's amazing. That I love that, all that good stuff. And how do you put the regatta on? What do you have to do there?
With the regatta, you just do little spots of it in different areas, like you would do with your buffalo mozzarella. You spread it out about 3 inches away from each parcel of your pie. Cauliflower, just spread it out the same way. The red onions, you would just throw them all over the pie, cover it because you want that flavor of the red onion. The black olives, you would do the same. And if you want to keep them going to the roasted cauliflower, you're going to have to roast your cauliflower and spread it about in an evenly way on the pie with the regatta cheese, too. And then you put the breadcrumbs and sprinkle it all over the whole pie. And then when you get to see, it's going to be spicy supersada, which you're going to have. You get the big slice supersada. You put it on as like a pepperoni in different areas, as you would probably.
Where do you get the spicy supersada?
You can get that at any grocery store, or if you have an Italian deli or Italian grocery store, that's the best because they make it fresh.
Wow, that sounds really yummy.
And then when you marinate your kale, and then that's the last one with regatta and mozzarella, the same way. You just spread it evenly throughout the pie. Put your regatta in different spots that you'd like it because it spreads when it cooks. And the mozzarella, same way. And there you have a crispy grandma pizza.
Wow, that sounds good. So everybody's going to be able to now make the crust. They'll be able to make the
sauce.
And now the toppings and four different types. So that's pretty good. And we're going to list that on our Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe and events. We're going to have that on our Facebook page and any other ones that we want to put on. So what do you think? You think we're ready for the nutrition fact of the week?
Yes, the nutrition fact of the week.
Well, you know what? We came across something that's
ready
amazing.
For this?
And, you know,
this is going to blow your mind.
It is. I mean, what would you say is the most sold spice in America, Nick?
Turmeric.
Turmeric? Now, how did you know that?
Because it's the number one spice being sold in America right now because everyone wants to use it for different recipes and different ingredients that they're putting in, as in like curry, chicken, or all different types of recipes that they're creating. And it's a good, healthy spice for you to have.
Well, I know one thing, that when I saw this, and of course he read up more on it than I did at the time, we read in this article that if you brush your teeth, now you got to have a separate toothbrush, right? But if you brush your teeth with this turmeric, which of course, I don't know anybody that knows turmeric, but it stains everything. I mean, it's yellow, and anything it touches, you forget about it. So, you put this on a toothbrush.
No, you make a paste.
Okay,
water.
Yes, and believe me, he made the paste. I was going, make it watery,
out.
He made a paste.
I had to try it out, forget about it.
And, you know, just a little secret here. He loves white teeth. So, I had to figure this out, and I saw this, and I went, okay, and I gave
and
it to
I
him.
And I was the guinea pig.
You were the guinea pig. And anyway, so
he came away with the whitest teeth ever. Forget about Crest strips. Forget about anything else. You're going to spend money like that when you have a spice sitting in your cabinet, in your pantry.
Yeah, and it does.
All you have to do is mix it with some water and make a paste and brush your teeth. And if you do that, after the first time, my teeth went whiter than white.
They did. And you know what? Most
and
people
then
will
I'd go
drink.
Back. And then I would go back and brush them with regular toothpaste to get, you know, that.
To get the yuck out. Well, he had to get the yellow out is what he had to do.
No. To get a fresh mint.
No kissable teeth, I can't see. But no, so to forget about it is right. But anyway, so, you know, you just have to, you know, work with this. It'll take your stains out. It's an amazing spice.
It's amazing
it's
spice.
It's a food group, and you can throw away all those test tubes of whatever. I don't know. I look at it this way. They have them in the supermarket. They say they're going to whiten your teeth. They cost $17 to
$35. You're online buying whitening products, and then you're getting charged for them.
before you know it, you're spending $100 to whiten your teeth.
And turmeric is a very healthy spice for your body. So just like essential oils, you know, you touch your body with it, it goes, you ingest it a little bit. It is amazing how good it makes you feel. And you know what? We're going to be looking forward to next week. We're going to have a really good guest, and we're going to be wanting to have callers come in and, you know, tell us what they want to hear. And so I think that the most important thing, Nick, is that this next couple weeks when we come back from our trip down to L.A. and we do our piloting of the Celebrity Pizza Guy show.
That's in 18 days.
In 18 days. And so on the 18th, we're going to do that again. And just to remind you, it's all through Easy Way Promotions. And you know what? They are the best place for you to have, you know, get a membership, you know, and have Easy promote you. He's amazing. And his whole team is amazing. And there's nothing we can't do.
And they work hard for you.
They work so hard for you. I mean, I can't believe how we are out there doing things that most people would take years to accomplish. And he has this way about him that just doesn't, well, he doesn't sleep is what it is. But the bottom line here is,
yeah, we have to put him to bed at night.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, of course, he's not on anymore.
We're
so
like
we're like his
mom and dad.
Yeah,
get to bed, Eric. He's there.
It's like you're in a trance, Eric. You need some rest. No, but no, seriously, he's the hardest man I've ever seen, working for people and just doing everything he needs to do. And
he get her done.
He'd get it done.
Forget about it.
All right. Well, we're going to
sign off.
And we think that, we do also have one last thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
We've got the
We haven't got a caller,
but we're donating.
What's going on
We're donating 200 bears, and that is through that is through bearsforhumanity.com, and that's going to be given out. That's going to be given to our promotional event that we're doing and for the children. And I think that is amazing. And anybody that wants to donate, anybody that wants to buy a ticket for $25 before December 3rd, because it goes up at that time, and donate a toy. I mean, and it is amazing how you can get involved, you know, and make a child smile.
It's all about the kids.
That's right. Because without kids, this world would not continue.
And they're foster kids.
Absolutely.
Who do not usually see a Christmas or a toy. And let's help the kids out that are in foster care.
And
give them a little joy.
And hold on, he says. And you know what? Mixed Roots Foundation is the main sponsor of this event, and Easy Way Promotions, Celebrity Pizza Guy, and CommunitySanta.com is where you can go to get more information. And, I'm sorry. They're not a sponsor. They're the beneficiary. So the bottom line here is make a child smile, give them a Christmas, and forget about it.
Forget about it.
Just signing off.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!